Kilayim Perk Beis, Mishnah Yud. Kol Shu Besoich Beis Reva, Oyla Bemidas Beis Reva. According to the Chacham we had in the previous Mishnah, that you had to have between planted grain of a Beis Reva, that each box, like we had in the previous Mishnah, that area of a Beis Reva, which, by the way, the Mefarshim explain, is about 10 and 1/5, which is 10.2 amos by, it's even a machlek is this part, because it's a question whether it's an exact square or a rectangle, but let's just say it's an exact square of 10.2 amos. It's 10.2 by 10.2 amos, which is a little over 104 square amos, each one of these square boxes. So the chum we had in the previous mission, you had to space in between these planted areas an empty one of these boxes, an empty Beis Reva. So what if in this empty Beis Reva there are other things that are not fitting to plant? So does that count as a space, as a heker, between the places that would normally be kilayim, and it's enough space between the two? So the Mishnah says, kol shehu besoich Beis Reva, anything that's inside of this empty area, ola b'midas Beis Reva, it all counts. Achilas hagefen v'hakever v'hasela. So achilas hagefen means that which the vine, basically what it eats. The Tosfos Yontif explains what it asers. It's the area around the vine that one would need to work the vine. That area normally is aser, the area that around the vine to work the vine, you're not allowed to plant there. So that's why it says necheles, that it eats that area, makes it unuseful. So this achilas hagefen, this area around the gefen, even though it's not fitting to plant with, still it counts as part of the empty area. But the gefen itself, the actual area that the plant is actually right on, that is usr, the Tosfos Yontif says, because that's usr bahana. But everything else, including the place around that area, that counts in the empty space area as a hefsik between the two different species. Vahakever, and a grave. Now, even though a grave is usr bahana, Tosfos Yontif says it's not so recognizable. Could be there's no simen there, and therefore even that area counts. Vehasela, and a rock. Now, we're obviously dealing with a rock that's not 10 tfachim high and 4 wide. Otherwise, that would be a hefsik anyway, like we had in the previous Mishnayos. Olin b'midas Beis Reva. All these things count in the midah of the Beis Reva, and it would be considered a hefsek if you had the required shear. Tvua b'tvua Beis Reva. So tvua b'tvua, we're talking with fields here, large fields. So one field of barley, let's say, and one field of wheat. Beis Reva, you just need a separation between the two of a Beis Reva. And we said, again, a Beis Reva is a square or a rectangle. You had to have 104 or so square amos. So let's say like 10 by 2 by 10 by 2. If we're dealing with a square, 10.2, I'm sorry. And even if that was in the middle between them and then it sort of slanted where at the edge of the fields, they were literally very close to each other. We said previously that that's also okay as long as there is a certain area that has this space of both width and length of a Beis Reva. That which we say tvua b'tvua is Beis Reva, it's dafka if it's not totally surrounded, the Rav says. However, if the, for example, barley field is totally surrounded by a wheat field, even if there's Beis Reva around all of it, it's a problem. It has to still have an open area that's not totally surrounded by the wheat. Yoruk b'yoruk, again a field of greens, a field of vegetables, next to another field of vegetables. Shisha tvachim, there has to be a distance between them, 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. Tvua b'yerek, but what if you have a field of tvua, of grain, let's say barley, next to a vegetable? Or yarek b'tvua, the opposite. You have a big vegetable next to barley. Beis Reva. So here, you're machmir, and you go after the larger shear, which is the shear of the tvua, of the grain, and that's a Beis Reva. So the Rav says here that it's dafka we're dealing with where you have little squared fields. But what if you want to put a row of vegetables next to a field of barley? There, the Rav says, the length of the row of vegetables, there, we'd have to be machmir by the length. That would have to be 10.5 amos with a width of 6 tfachim. So it's like an in-between shear. The length is the same length as if it was a field, but the width is only 6 tfachim, like it's a vegetable, because they weren't as machmir on strips and rows of vegetables versus fields, dafka on two separate fields. Tiferes Yisrael says that in this specific case, you'd only need 6 tfachim by 6 tfachim. You'd be makel, totally. Rebbe Eliezer, I'm a yarek b'tvua shisha tfachim. Rebbe Eliezer says when you have a yarek and a tfua together, when you have a field, a full field of vegetables next to a full field of grain, you do not have to be machmer, it's just 6 tfachim like you would just have vegetables.